Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many who watched last night's first presidential debate of the election season say it was unlike any debate in modern American history. President Trump and Joe Biden traded insults and accusations, often talking over each other as they did. Here the subject was supposed to be health care and the president's plans to completely kill Obamacare.
He won't ever look you in the eye and say that's what he wants to do. Take it away.
No, I want to give him better health care at a much lower price because Obamacare is no
good. He doesn't know how to do that. He has never offered a plan.
Fixed it to an extent.
He has never done a single thing.
As you might know, but probably doesn't.
Just hours before that first debate, Joe Biden was out with his 2019 tax returns, showing that he and his wife Jill had taxable income of $945,000, and their federal tax bill was almost $300,000. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Trump administration is reportedly planning raids in so-called sanctuary cities ahead of the election. The Washington Post reports immigration enforcement blitzes will be taking place next month in cities and jurisdictions that have adopted sanctuary policies. And the report says they could begin in California as soon as this week. Two fast-growing Northern California wildfires now burning out of control just 4 days after they started. More than 2,000 firefighters trying to get lines around the glass fire that's burned more than 46,000 acres in Napa and Sonoma counties. Further north, the Zog fire has scorched over 50,000 acres, killing three people. This Santa Rosa man says he's being evacuated again.
Piling up what you need for your go bag and getting your cars gassed up. It's just, you don't even think about it anymore. It's just this mindless, numb routine.
He was speaking to CBS News, and this is USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A Marine Corps F-35 fighter jet crashing in Imperial County, California yesterday afternoon after clipping the wing of a Marine KC-130 refueling tanker during a mid-air refueling. That's according to a Marine Corps statement that says the pilot of the fighter jet was able to eject safely. The KC-130 was then also able to carry out a safe emergency landing. The late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery. She was buried privately next to her husband, Martin, who passed away in 2010. Ginsburg made history last Friday as the first woman to ever lie in state at the U.S. Capitol after she lied in repose at the Supreme Court building last Wednesday and Thursday. And the 46th season of Saturday Night Live is premiering this week and will be performed in front of a live audience for this Saturday's show. The cast and crew, along with that audience, will be back in Studio 8H, although tickets to the show come with a long list of coronavirus safety measures. Audience members will be required to take a mandatory COVID-19 test upon their arrival, and temperature checks will also be required. Masks must be worn at all times. Alec Baldwin recently telling Conan O'Brien he expects he'll play Donald Trump at the start of the season, but adds...
And then maybe the winds of change will come.
We're online at usaradio.com, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we do it not because it's easy, but because it's hard, and also because our kids and our grandkids are counting on us to do everything we can to get this country back on track. It is a we the people thing, not a Republican or Democratic thing. It is that man, that woman in the mirror. It is our responsibility to get this country back on track, no matter what it takes. How you doing? Good to have you with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour with us right now. He is the founder of History Speaks, author of Gun Mania and many other popular books that I have on my shelf and I refer to quite often, by the way. Bruce Thatcher joins us. Bruce, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing just fine, Bill. And you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Well, real quick here, if we can be, although there's so much to talk about regarding last night's debate, how will history document what happened last night?
It's hard to say this quickly how history will document it. Probably my inclination more than anything else is to say that history will dismiss it. Mm-hmm. It was certainly not a debate. It was a street fight, and
kind of two against one, wasn't it, in terms of a street fight?
Well, yeah, I agree with that. I do agree with that, but two against one made it, you know, roughly equal, even. it was just frustrating to watch it because, at least in my case, I kind of hoped I'd keep hearing some depth. Probing of actual issues and things, and of course that didn't happen.
Yeah.
We got the surface or the headline level points of each candidate and not much more. And I don't know that was much more than what was expected.
Yeah, there wasn't a whole lot of depth, a lot of emotion. They came out swinging. I thought, wow, I thought I was watching a WMMA fight or something here. And, it came right away. My read on this, to Jenny Beth Martin from the Tea Party Patriots earlier this morning was that, I think that Donald Trump looked across and saw, Joe Biden as the epitome of all that he's been dealing with for 47 months. And even before then, with the intrusion of the FBI and these three-letter agencies, this attempted coup on his administration, I thought that he really pinned Biden to the wall when he said that, you talk about transition, a peaceful transition, you should be the last one to talk, you and what the Obama-Biden team did to my administration and to the American people is a disgrace. I thought that was very poignant.
Well, and I hadn't really thought about it that way, but I suspect that there was a big emotional content in just exactly that issue.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's, in my view, that's the facts.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's the way it's been. And we have, as a country, we have been hurt tremendously by that.
And I think to your point, both of them really represented the sentiment of the country. You know, you've got people, you know, we are divided for a reason, and the division is real clear between those that side with Trump, with all the stuff. I mean, would we want him to be a little bit more graceful and settled in arguing his case? I mean, I think that what the administration has been able to accomplish in 47 months is incredible. And he could have just sat on those and just, you know, okay, you say I did nothing with COVID-19. You know, here's what happened. I shut down the airports. I assembled a strategic scientific team led by the Vice President of the United States, has been on top of this from day one. And, yes, we have scientists. And if you know anything about scientists, you can't get all the scientists in one room to agree the sky is blue, much less to agree on every aspect of COVID-19. But he clearly has done things that I think they're quite aghast, and it really loses credibility for me when Joe Biden says that he's done nothing.
Well, and when Joe Biden just starts out calling him a liar, everybody knows you're a liar. kind of thing. It just degenerated the whole thing into, as my view, a street fight, a brawl.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it was interesting that the former vice president was the one that really had reduced it and was calling him names. I don't think Donald Trump called him a name. I mean, you know, he called him a liar. It was insulting. I mean, to address the president and the office that he hopes to attain to, and for him to reduce it to such levels, like you said, a street fight, and definitely below the dignity of the office, and with all due respect, outside of that, the dignity of two gentlemen that should have represented America, I believe, had an opportunity to represent America in a more dignified manner.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, like you said,
we'll look forward to the next one and see if it's any different.
Yeah, well, you know, we saw the first one, you know, I mean, the first of every debate you go back on, and it's always a little bit rough. I would have thought that Donald Trump would have done much better, although, I mean, it's interesting, you know, the post-analysis of this, you know, some groups are giving Donald Trump the win by a decided margin, the left are giving it to, you know, to Biden and Wallace, and so... Yeah, you know, we'll see how, you know, how the president in a post analysis. But I think the bottom line of this, and I agree with Don Bongino, who said this last night, is that this really was a fight for the base. And when it came to winning the base, Donald Trump held on to his base and strengthened it, I believe, all the more. And I would agree with that. But Joe Biden, on several occasions, abandoned his base, said he didn't have, you know, he didn't want to admit to the Green New Deal, and he didn't want to admit to other aspects of, you know, socialist aspects in the manifesto that he had signed with Bernie Sanders. And even Donald Trump said, well, there goes your left. You know,
and he made the claim that I am now the Democratic Party.
Yes, I thought that was interesting too.
I think
yes.
That's going to come back. We'll hear it again.
Well, yeah, I'm sure there's probably Bernie Sanders and others, Ilhan Omar and the crowd. If Ilhan Omar can figure out how to keep dodging the bullets after James O'Keefe and Veritas found her group of minions ballot harvesting in a disgusting manner. I don't know if you saw that, Bruce, but that is just incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, and if the Justice Department is not, and supposedly they are, and even local officials in Minneapolis are over this as well, you know, what they're doing. And, of course, you know, here we are after all that we went through with the Russian collusion and the legitimacy of the election process. I mean, it's unraveling right before our eyes. And who's unraveling it? It's not conservatives. It's not Republicans. But this is all being driven by Democrats, and I'm not sure if the people are seeing this or not.
I don't see how it cannot be obvious, but it's certainly, among my acquaintance, friends, and even some relatives, it clearly is not obvious.
Yeah. I mean, and Donald Trump called it out early. There's enough evidence, but, you know, Joe Biden et al. On that side want to say determinedly that, oh, there's no such thing, in much the same way that the former AG Eric Holder says there's no such thing as voter fraud. But interestingly, people keep getting arrested and spending time in jail for it. So go tell me.
Yeah, right.
Commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender. Not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Our conversation with Bruce Thatcher continues, the founder of History Speaks and author of Gun Mania. Just to wrap things up here, Bruce, you were saying that you were getting news from overseas on you know, the perspective of last night's debate. And what were they saying?
What they were saying, very explicitly, is that the winner, there were no winners. The loser of the election was the American people, because they just said it was I don't know whether they used the term brawl, but they said it was an embarrassment to America.
Yeah. And the fact of the matter is, as I shared with you, that really this is the American people. This is where we are right now. I mean, you've got people that support Biden no matter what, and people that support Trump. And, you know, this has become an emotional election. Emotions are running high because we've had over 4 years of 4 years of the non-peaceful transition of administrations from Obama-Biden to Donald Trump. And I don't blame Donald Trump. I don't blame the administration and Mike Pence for them being upset and frustrated by the media, which was full represented by a leftist in Chris Wallace. People would only hope that, because he's on Fox, they kind of give him some covering and think, well, maybe he might be moderate. But last night, my goodness, I mean, I saw a meme of him as a lifeguard, you know, for Biden, you know, that he was, he kept saving Biden throughout the deal. But, you know, the three entities there, you know, those that believe in Trump and support Trump and what he came to do on the Beltway, we knew it wasn't going to be an easy task. You cannot have people so well entrenched and used to getting away with, you could say getting away with murder and corruption and that. And he's come in and shined a light on it. Well, that's going to tick people off. And by the grace of God, he's still alive in spite of numerous assassination attempts on this president. You know, and I say that to people, Bruce, and they go, there's been assassination attempts? I didn't hear about that.
Well, that was my reaction right now.
Oh, yeah, there's been multiple assassination attempts. In fact, it got, you know, if you heard a couple of weeks ago, he surprisingly, and out of character, made a comment that he was going to settle in, you know, and not be so public. It only lasted maybe for a day and a half. And that's why it was such a joke when Biden, you know, referred to Donald Trump as being in a bunker.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, wait, no, Joe, come on, buddy, let's wake up here. You are in the bunker, not Donald Trump. I mean, you shut everything down at about 9:30 in the morning, and you know, somebody else was reporting the number of days that he has not interacted with the media,
mm-hmm.
and he's been bunkered. And for him to say that Donald Trump's been bunkered, I go, well, that's a non sequitur. I mean, you talk about a lie. That's just a flat out lie.
Well, it's the swamp is deeper and thicker than I think any of us believed.
Yes,
and it'll take even another 4 years won't drain it away.
Well, if Donald Trump goes away, all this stuff goes away. It'll all be kicked under the rug. The corruption will
not
be dealt with.
Yeah.
It'll just go bye bye. And if Biden is to be the president, then all the stuff that was done with China, you know, the stuff with Hunter Biden, the thing that surprises me greatly, Bruce, I mean, Hunter was on the plane, according to Judicial Watch. They did the deep dive. They got the FOIA request. They got the information. Hunter Biden was on Air Force Two over 800 times with his father, traveling overseas. 800 times at the people's expense. And he's coming back with millions of dollars. I mean, did we get any of that money?
We didn't even know, and we didn't even hear about it.
Of course not. Anyway, that aside, I do want to talk about your commentary about disassimilation becomes disunion, because that's what it is. I got to tell you, when I was growing up in my family, my father, World War II vet, a medic under General Patton at the Battle of the Bulge, and he raised 9 kids. His family came from Mexico and Spain, my mother from Mexico, and the idea was that we were to assimilate. This is what this was about. We're here in America. Our mission is to assimilate and make the most of our lives. Work hard, hold to a hardworking and humble ethic. My father was very humble. I only wish that I could have been more humble like him. Rest his soul. The man was a unique man, but he really pressed that on us about assimilation. And you bring up a good point, and that is in our country today, there's too much disassimilation. And, of course, with that comes disunity because we're not focused. Our eye is not on the prize. We've lost sight of the U.S. Constitution and life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all.
And we are a unique country of a mixture of hundreds of different races and identities, and assimilation has been and is critical to remaining one country.
And don't you love the array of culture? I mean, the food choices, the stories. To me, I love the diversity. I love hearing the stories. And I believe most of America feels the same way. But we have to get out of this tension, out of these emotions, out of this cancel culture that has us at each other's throats, like Dr. Alveda King refers to, is that, look, at we're one race. And we have to look at that, and we have to look at ourselves as Americans above all. I mean, you know, George Washington, I keep referring back to what he said in his farewell address in warning us about parties. Parties have had their way. It has divided us, and we've lost sight of the real American dream.
Well, we have a whole segment of our society who want to now ingrain in us the whole idea of otherness, is that we aren't Americans. We are whites, and we're African Americans, and we are Hispanic, and we are Asians, and we are Native Americans, and the whole idea of, no, we're just Americans, is something that is not only attacked, but is attacked with law and with cancel culture and with rejection in every sort of way. If you say, no, we're just, all lives matter. Americans, we're all Americans. And in many places in this country, you'll be said, you'll be kicked out of your university job if you say things like that.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount.
amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many who watched last night's first presidential debate of the election season say it was unlike any debate in modern American history. President Trump and Joe Biden traded insults and accusations, often talking over each other as they did. Here the subject was supposed to be health care and the president's plans to completely kill Obamacare.
He won't ever look you in the eye and say that's what he wants to do. Take it away.
No, I want to give him better health care at a much lower price.
But,
because
by the way, he doesn't know how to do that. He has never offered a plan.
Fixed it to an extent.
He has never done a single thing.
Just hours before that first debate, Joe Biden was out with his 2019 tax returns, showing that he and his wife Jill had taxable income of $945,000, and their federal tax bill was almost $300,000. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
28 minutes before the top of the hour, here we are, Bill Martinez and Mark Morano's back with us. Number one ranked climate contrarian in the media, according to 2019 study in the journal Nature. He's also the executive editor, chief correspondent for ClimateDepot.com, a pioneering climate and eco news center. Hey, Mark, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me on today.
Hey, good to have you back. Lots to catch up on. And first of all, I want to talk about Climate Hustle 2 opening soon, right?
Climate Hustle 2 is the sequel to the 2016 Climate Hustle original, which dealt with the science and debunked the science. And we had prominent scientists on from the UN and others from Ivy League institutions and Nobel Prize winning scientists debunking and talking about how it's all politics and how the weather has been weaponized. In this film, we have it hosted by actor Kevin Sorbo of Hercules fame.
Yes, right.
God's Not Dead. And we go through the agenda. So the first film dealt chiefly with the science. This deals with what's behind it. Is it about controlling the climate or you? And I think you instinctively know it's about controlling humans, not the climate. So we go behind the Green New Deal, behind the UN Paris Pact, and we show you what's driving this. And essentially, it's a progressive left using climate change as the latest fear excuse in order to impose their agenda of central planning, sovereignty-limiting treaties, and controlling every aspect of human endeavor. And that's really what we're talking about here. And frankly, we saw a lot of that. You know, they're lusting after the COVID lockdowns. Right. The climate activists from the United Nations to John Kerry to Greta Thunberg are in awe of what the public has endured with the lockdowns, and they want to switch from the COVID lockdown to the climate emergency lockdown.
Exactly. Why not? We've been, you know, we've been saying all along here, Mark, that America is being preconditioned. But when it comes to climate change and this disconnection from reality, most of the people are getting it. You know, even Donald Trump, again, has resisted, the whole precedent or at least the illusion that climate change has something to do with the fires in California. Governor Newsom admitted that no, it's really more about forest mismanagement, though there was somebody there on the team that still wanted to insist that climate change was something to be considered.
Yeah, I mean, this is like a, what's the word I'm looking for? This is a conformity, an obedience that anyone on that side of the aisle, you can't even hint that climate change is not the reason, or else you lose your talking points. So I think Governor Newsom, that was a surprising thing that he did that, but that's a rare thing that they will say that. But what's interesting is when it's not politicized, you know, at Climate Depot, I had an article from New York Times article from 1994 talking about how California had droughts and wildfires much, much bigger in past centuries and recent times. And they actually call the 20th century and our current times the wetter times in California. So the idea that something unprecedented is happening in California, if you go back before coal-powered stations and fossil fuels and SUVs, California's drought and fires were much, much worse. You cannot pin this fire on man-made climate change. Sorry, the science isn't there, and we have to. If you go to Climate Depot, I have a whole roundup of this, and it includes all the peer-reviewed studies, all the scientists studying it. And the interesting thing is the fires on private lands are much, much less bad because if private lands are managed better, especially in logging lands where they clear tracks out and they maintain the forest, you know, whereas in the other ends they've allowed overgrowth because they went the no-use movement. Let's keep it all wild and pristine like Mother Nature intended.
Right, exactly. Well, Mark, I can tell you, I grew up in Southern California, and this has been a cycle, you know, from the day I can remember, is that we had droughts, we had fires, we had rain, and we had flood. I mean, it sounds like a James Taylor song, and that's what happens. I mean, it's a cyclical thing that happens all the time here in Southern California, and they've been told for a long time, but, you know, you've got these preservationists that are overruling common sense, and here it is. We have these outlandish fires that keep on happening, and they, now they just got to blame it on something. They cannot blame it on their own poor policies.
No, they can't, and that's what, you know, that's where we reach the absurd heights. You know, last week when Joe Biden actually did that outdoor press conference where he liberally said, first of all, he called Trump a climate arsonist. Now, let's talk about that for a moment. Originally, you had climate denier. Now, climate denier was meant to evoke images of a Holocaust denier. You know, you deny the Holocaust, you're an evil person. You deny climate change, you're an evil person. And now, lest you think I'm just being a figure of speech here, I have a whole bonus chapter in my book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change, just with all the quotes from the climate activist community comparing climate skeptics to Nazis and Holocaust deniers. And I'm not making that up. I'm talking about columnists from the Boston Globe to NASA's lead global warming scientist, the politicians, the New York Times columnists. This is what they do. So climate denier has been invoked. Now, starting in a couple of climate activists in Canada, and I believe it maybe even been Al Gore at one point last year, they're starting to use this new phrase, climate arsonist. The idea is that you're just burning down the earth. So that's what they're debuting this in the presidential campaign. You're no longer a climate denier, you're a climate arsonist. But the idea is, he actually said, if we're going to have more of this if Trump wins re-election, vote for me. Obama said something similar in 2012. He said extreme weather isn't a hoax, and if you, you know, want to do something about it, you can vote in this election. And oddly enough, Obama won, and we still had extreme weather. So this is just the new modern witchcraft. They're literally claiming you can vote yourself better weather at the ballot box.
Well, bottom line, I mean, you're speaking of Biden-Obama. What did the team do about climate change other than get us involved with some goofy Paris Accord that, you know, was going to just ravage the American economy all the more? And ever since we've been out of it, of course, you know, Mark, better than I do, is America has been and continues to be the leader when it comes to, you know, responsible stewardship.
brings up the whole point. If we actually face some kind of man-made climate emergency, which we don't, and the science is, not only is it not there, it's been bastardized, distorted. In the words of Al Gore, the UN reports are, quote, torqued up, unquote. How else, and this is in quotes, how else do you get the attention of policymakers? I mean, they admit that they turn this science into lobbying. But even if you faced a climate catastrophe, the last thing you'd want to do is suppress economic growth, and crush the technology, innovation, free markets, which is exactly what the Green New Deal and the UN Paris Agreement are designed to do. What you would want to do is exactly what we have been doing. Become a technological leader, come up with technological solutions like fracking, gets us off coal, and actually it makes energy availability go through the roof, at the same time lowering not just emissions of carbon dioxide, which is a harmless trace essential gas in the atmosphere, but actual pollutants that people don't want to breathe in. And so it is a win-win. With the way you would tackle a climate emergency is through free markets, prosperity, innovation, the exact opposite of the UN Paris Pact and the Green New Deal.
When has any of the proposals that the UN and the ilk of Al Gore and others, when have they proven effective?
Well, that's a great question. I have a special report at Climate Eco, and here is the gist of it. In 2015, when they signed the Paris Agreement, and then when they agreed to it, and then John Kerry showed up with his granddaughter at the signing to talk about how important. We had everyone from Al Gore to President Obama to John Kerry to Joe Biden just praising this. We've done it. We've solved it. No one said it could be done. Champagne toast, people cheering, whole documentaries, movies made about the moment that the world climate crisis was confronted. Within a year or two after that, guess what? All of that champagne, all the celebration, meaningless. They're now saying that the Paris Agreement was woeful, inept, can't possibly solve it, and we need a whole new round of treaties. And they're back on the whole thing. We face a climate emergency unless we do something about it. Every time we try to, quote, do something about it, they come up with more and more draconian rules. We end up, you know, in terms of the Democrat president, they agree to it. And then what happens? It doesn't matter. It's never enough. They just keep moving the bar. So you can agree to shut down and go back to the, you know, caveman huts, and they're still going to say we need to do more, because it's not about actually achieving any kind of climate or emission goal. It's about giving them more and more power. The UN is the only body internationally on this that it appoints itself the arbiter of the science. It gets to tell you whether CO2
exactly.
is causing an emergency.
We got to hit the pause button. Mark, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. We come back. More from Mark Morano.
Improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month. Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Hello and welcome to Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins. Are you like me and you can't manage your prescription refills or always seem to be out? Well, now the VA service has a great service for you. With this service, you can refill your VA prescriptions online, view your past and current VA prescriptions, and track the delivery of each prescription mailed to you. For more information, go to theva.com and look for the prescription refill program. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Only one in four Christians vote. No wonder our schools are failing, our politicians are corrupt, and our government is broken. But the America we love can be reclaimed with the votes of committed and informed Christians. Which candidates represent your values? Who can you trust to faithfully keep their promises? Find the answers at iVoterGuide.com. Cut through the spin and get the facts today at iVoterGuide.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
We're back with the America 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Mark Morano continues with this number one ranked climate contrarian in the media. This is according to a 2019 study in the journal Nature. He is a executive editor, chief correspondent for climatedepot.com. Mark, sorry I had to cut you off there because we had to go to break, but I want you to pick up.
Well, Bill, let me just sum up so people understand where the science comes forward on this. The United Nations was formed in 1988 to look at whether CO2 caused a climate catastrophe. They have every incentive to say that it does. If they fail to say CO2 is causing a climate crisis, they fail to have a reason to exist, their climate panel. So what they do is they come up with the problem, they make it sound very dire in the words of Al Gore, they torque it up, and then here's the kicker. They're also in charge of the solution. They get to have United Nations climate treaties, and beginning way back in the 90s, you had the Earth Summit, the Rio Earth Summit, then you had the Kyoto Protocol, all these different climate treaties, and you had the Copenhagen that they tried to do in 2009. They get to come up with the problem. They get to be in charge of the solution. It's a win-win for them all around. And they also get to be in charge of the climate aid that people want, the hundreds of billions of dollars that are going to flow through the UN and its bureaucracies to go, and they'll be like this Bengali of the universe determining who gets the money, how much. And it ultimately will go, interestingly enough, the African nations have the highest delegation numbers at these UN summits. That's because they know that the guilt of the developed nations are going to, in the form of climate justice, redistribute wealth to the African countries. Now, it's not actually going to the countries, it's going to the African leaders. And this is what builds monuments, ensures people staying in power. This is how they get it. They're paying off poor, undeveloped countries to essentially stay poor for cheap cash now so that they can achieve their climate goals. And it's a new form of colonialism. But again, the UN is corrupt through and through on this. It's a self-interested lobbying organization. This is what they do, and the media is more than happy to help them lobby for climate crisis and climate solutions with the UN in charge.
Mark, you were just talking about climate justice, and it just seems that all roads lead to the redistribution of wealth in some form or another, whether it is America as a country or individual families within America. It's let's take from the rich and give to the poor. Is that the dynamic that's playing out here?
Yes, it's an anti-capitalist, pro-socialist, globalist movement. This is, they're open about this. The vice chair of the United Nations climate panel said, this is about wealth redistribution. This is not an environmental or climate policy when he was talking about the UN climate treaties, that we will redistribute wealth by climate policy. Multiple architects of the Green New Deal, top advisors to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, have said this is not a climate thing. This is a change the whole government thing. They are using the climate scare, the alleged climate emergency, as a way to literally transform American society. And the former UN chief, Cristina Figueres, actually said, quote, we seek a centralized transformation that will make life on planet Earth very different, unquote. So this is their goal. It's not just about redistribution. It's beyond that. This is about micro, in the words of former Czech president Václav Klaus, who grew up under the Soviet domination of Czechoslovakia, and he was a dissident. He said that this is masterminding from above, that they had defeated this with the old Soviet Empire, and now it's come back in what he called ambitious environmentalism. It's the new face of the creeping totalitarianism that we fought so successfully in the 20th century. It's back in the 21st century.
Well, you know, that was interesting because you talked also in terms of this new form of colonialism. Interesting. I mean, you've got the colonies, the poor countries that are playing the role that they need to play, and of course you've got to have the conqueror, and in this case it's the United Nations. It's amazing the monster that has been created within the United Nations.
It is, and you know who we have to thank? Not the environmentalists, not Democratic presidents. We have George H.W. Bush to thank for it in 1992. He insisted on going to the Rio Earth Summit to appear nice and green so the media would get off of his back and to show that he cared. Well, he authorized at the Earth Summit the whole United Nations climate process, committed the United States to it. This is why, for the last, 28 years, the United States has been mired in this mess that finally Donald Trump, and it'll be official this November, of course, we don't know how the election's going to go, will be finally out of that process. But that is one of the biggest problems that we faced. It got us into this whole mess where we rubber stamped and funded each UN report. And this has led to the Green New Deal. This led to Obama's climate agenda because the United Nations science, as corrupt as it is, is the basis for all of these energy policies, which are driving up the cost and which are also causing blackouts in California. If you ban energy that works, fossil fuels and mandate energy not ready to work.
Well, you know, fortunately, we have logic and reality that's fighting the forces. And though you can fool some of the people some of the time, you can't fool all the people all the time. And you think about this, Mark, as you lay this out, what George H.W. Bush brought to America. I mean, you talk about a Trojan horse. I mean, this has been almost 40 years later, and how the slow creep of progressivism works. And they play the long ball, don't they? The long game.
Oh, they do. And they're winning. I mean, I hate to say it. They are winning currently. Now, Trump has been great. However, Trump had a few shortcomings. He has not challenged the scientific basis for the premise. He had a chance. President Trump had Will Happer, 200 peer-reviewed studies, considered the foremost expert scientist on his staff on the greenhouse effect. He was willing to put together several dozen dissenting scientists and do a federal climate report. Trump okayed it, but all the advisors around Trump stopped it, delayed it, and then they convinced Trump to wait till after the election, which means it's probably not going to happen. But we had an opportunity for the first time to challenge head-on the entire premise of the climate scare, and Trump administration was not able to get it done. That's point one. And point two is they have just been slaughtering in terms of state by state, in terms of cities, in terms of localities. They are just taking over the agenda, the United Nations Sustainable Development Agenda, the United Nations targets, renewable energy mandates. It's taken over America from the ground up. We're seeing the fruits of it in California, and we need serious pushback. They're indoctrinating our kids. Our movie, which is, by the way, ClimateHustle2.com, September 24th, a live event, 8 p.m., we actually go through and show how kids have been indoctrinated from kindergarten through college, and they're recruiting school children in elementary school now as part of federal lawsuits to sue the government so that the government will act on climate. That's how corrupt and that's how much we're losing currently this whole climate battle.
Without a doubt. And as you say, if not President Trump, and if Biden is to be elected president, how much will go away here? Just in terms of, you know, the pushback against this climate injustice and this movement that's going on. I mean, at that point, I mean, we're already at a tipping point. I think we're pretty well done. You can put a fork in us, right?
Well, that's a good question. If Biden wins, all the architects of this, from Bernie Sanders, AOC's people, they're going to be in charge. They're going to be running the climate environment. The Green New Deal is reality. Regardless, as you said, we have science and facts and logic. None of that matters in Washington at this point. None of that matters in most of the country. It's all emotion and reason. In the movie, we have a profile 60-minute segment where they actually interview kids who claim that they stuck their ankle in climate change. A girl teenager lived in Louisiana. Her house was flooded. She woke up, her foot got wet, and therefore she put her foot in the ankle in climate change. And this is the emotion. Climate change flooded my house. And so they're doing lawsuits. So it's very hard to argue against this kind of emotionalism. People don't care about the facts.
Well, and that's the problem. When you have emotion leading the day, facts are out the door. They don't want to hear about numbers. They don't want to hear about the things that the scientists who know better, who are just sitting there just shaking their heads, they can't believe what's happening to them. But the fact of the matter is, and this has been going on, you and I have talked about it, this has been going on for decades now, is the scientists who are bringing the truth, they've been all but canceled. They've been kicked out of academia. They've been marginalized. And, you know, the control of the narrative has been put into the hands of these climate hustlers.
And we're seeing the same thing with the COVID lockdowns. Any scientist, epidemiologist, even ones from Stanford with Nobel Prize credentials, they are silenced, shut down, and put away if you speak out against whatever the consensus. This, you know, and I have a whole, the movie opens, by the way, this movie, September 24th, Climate Hustle 2, 8 p.m., the movie opens about the COVID lockdowns morphing into the climate lockdowns.
Oh,
and it's
perfect.
The same exact thing we're seeing. Whatever science has become, government-funded science is another branch of the government at this point, and they've turned science into a lobbying tool. That's the state of America right now.
Well, it's not only a lobby, it's been weaponized. That's what's happening, and for well-meaning people that just want to live a life of peace and be about their business and support their families, you know, the fact of the matter is that we're fighting so many wars on so many different fronts, Mark. You know, how does an everyday American, how do we deal with this?
That's a very good question. Well, the first thing, climatehustle2.com, we're going to give you the facts, information, and hopefully it'll be entertaining. We go through, I mean, this is real. We have NYU professors talking about shrinking human beings and genetically modifying them so they'll have smaller carbon footprints. They're talking about a meat patch that you put on your arm, like a nicotine patch, to make you not want to eat meat because meat is not climate friendly. So first of all, you need to educate yourself. Second of all, you need to realize what we're up against and fight it at every level. This totalitarian, no dissent attitude on climate has to stop. They've got to allow this. And you have to fight it on social media, you know, Facebook, Twitter. All of these are suppressing any dissenting voices. So people need to fight back on every level and give their local politicians the courage to stand up to this agenda.
And where can they go for more information, Mark?
You go to climatehustle2.com. And at 8 o'clock, September 24th, it's a global release on Thursday night, September 24th. So wherever time zone you're in, it's 8 o'clock.
You got it. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. Take care, buddy.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letter.